You got to give me a reason why he should stay. Shout out to Stone. Forget that, yo. Atrocious Alvarez, L-Tail Replay. He asked, what I posted on Twitter yesterday after we found out that the Lakers will not be getting Dan Hurley, the current coach who has extended his offer with UConn, back-to-back champion, turned down a $70 million, 6 years, I think, contract with the Lakers, which I come to find out has been lowballed, right? Right after I got that information, I immediately said, Bron got to go. Bron got it. Now, it's not like Dan Hurley was on my list of coaches to begin with. He wasn't. He wasn't. Because I was thinking more of the perfect suitors that's going to appease Bron. And on and off, I've been, bro, I'm tired of trying to please this nigga. Like, we're never, just think about it. Put all that, whatever, all that hate shit y'all niggas want to talk about to the side. My nigga, at the end of the day, what's going to be the perfect coach? What is going to be the perfect coach? Obviously, we couldn't get Ty Lue. Is that the coach that he wants over there? Because for Ty Lue to turn down the Lakers job and go across the hallway at the point, you know, at that particular time, now them niggas got their own building. It didn't happen. Okay, Luke Walton, bad fit, right? And he's not going to respect. He played against Bill. Bill Walton. Rest in peace to Bill Walton. Rest in peace to Bill Walton. Luke Walton, my bad. Luke Walton. Rest in peace to Bill Walton, by the way, though. UCLA legend. Luke Walton didn't work out. For some odd reason, Vogel didn't work out. Because out of the three seasons, just hear me out. Out of the three seasons, Vogel has gotten us to the championship. And we lost to the Phoenix Suns the following year. Why did we lose to the Phoenix Suns the following year? Well, just like a lot of other teams lose. Injuries. That has nothing to do with Vogel. So again, I'll admit that was a mistake on the front office part. You got rid of a coach because of injuries. Ultimately, Schroeder didn't show up. Both AD and Bron was banged up. And Schroeder didn't show up when we needed him to. And the Suns went on and they beat us. But that doesn't warrant a fire. Because, look, at the time we were saying, yo, what coaches is out there? What coaches are available? I'm not a huge proponent of going after college coaches. Because they tend to stay in their lane. I mean, college, having a college job is different. If you show consistency and if you get them to, shit, the Elite Eight, Final Four, God knows you win a championship, you almost damn near set for life. Some of these coaches have lifelong jobs with these college programs. Fucking Izzo, Tom Izzo been with Michigan State for as long as I could remember. You see what I'm saying? A lot of these coaches have been with these programs forever. That's not like that. That's very rare with the NBA. Even in the NFL, Mike Tomlin, shout out to him. He just got a contract extension. It's been 17 years since he got hired with Pittsburgh. Which is, and the reason why that's a big deal, because he's a black head coach. But it's very rare for, in the professional field, to hold down a head coaching position. In basketball, it's really gotten bad to where even if you start off winning and having a winning record, having a top three record, you still get fired for a headline coach. Shout out to Doc Rivers in Milwaukee. You see what I'm saying? It's like, I don't understand where, and again, I've said this before, that the Lakers need to catch up with what's going on with today's game. And this is unusual anyway. Like, the familiar part is, Bron signing with the Lakers, that wasn't, it wasn't as big as a shock, because we're used to having those caliber type of players on the team. We're going to have players on the team to fill the seats. Bron just so happened to be a top three player of all time that plays for a story franchise. The only thing that we had always questioned is his age. And people want to sit up there and set to the side, especially his fan base. Oh, well, look at the numbers he's putting up. Yeah, this nigga's putting up 25 points a game, 30 points a game for a season since he's been with us. Three coaches, one championship, early exits. I mean, we got one Western Conference Finals pop out, and we pop right out of there. Is that good? Now, Lakers standards aside, fuck what y'all talking about. That's not Lakers standards. You know what I'm saying? And especially, and of his caliber, that's not enough. That is not enough. It's not. And the reason why the frustration is getting bigger and bigger and bigger is because we don't seem like we're fixing it the correct way. Forget the personnel, the roster and shit like that. We've had great players come through. We had great role players. Some of them niggas didn't show up. Some of them was just talent based. Some of them was a little bit more pressure. Spotlight. We had the Malik Monks. You see what I'm saying? We had the KCPs of the world. All these niggas have gone and played and had, they was playing great before they got to the Lakers, and they played better after they left the Lakers. We made no moves at the deadline. We rocked with the roster because we was emotionally attached to certain players. We hired Darvin Ham as a fan favorite. Not quite mad at it, but now we've seen, and in all honesty, in his defense, we don't really know what he can do as a coach because of Bron. Bron is the leader, is the main cat. This nigga's a top three player. He was playing against Darvin Ham when Darvin Ham was in the league. Darvin Ham was on that Pistons team when they beat the Lakers in 04. So, Bron and Drake got probably one of the two as dumb fan bases I've ever met in my life. I mean, some of the dumbest niggas I've ever met in my life. The dumbest niggas I've ever heard in my life. I mean, I'm completely, like, baffled by these motherfuckers. These niggas will sit up there and defend these niggas to a T because of what these niggas can do. But these niggas, and then they blame everybody else for it. Everybody else for it. Niggas didn't complain about none of those role players, the coaches, or nothing when it came to Kobe. Because that's what it boils down to. Like, when we compare the greats and shit like that, I don't even want to bring up the MJ fans. That's a whole different, them niggas can fight their own battles. But when we talk about Lakers, I could talk about Kobe and the fan base, because I'm a part of that fan base. We hold niggas to a certain standard. And even if you want to take Kobe out of it, we'll bring in Magic. We got niggas that was trying to win championships. Say what you want to say about Shaq. The nigga didn't want to come, and he admitted that. I didn't want to come in. I came into camp overweight, and I didn't want to work as hard. I know if I would have been on the same type of time or even a partial type of time that Kobe was, niggas would have won 7 to 8 championships. We understand that life ain't perfect. We move on. We got what we got. The difference is, though, them niggas were still trying to win, though. No matter what setbacks they had, no matter what personal setbacks them niggas had, the objective was to win in LA, regardless. Not movie deals, not TV shows, not fucking mixtapes, not record labels, not barbershops, none of that shit. And then niggas want to use the, well, it's a new day and time, this is what it is. No, bitch, play the fucking game, win. Niggas has catered to this nigga since he's been here. They've gone after the niggas that he wanted. And even the niggas that he wanted that he couldn't get, shit, that's partially on him too. How you quote unquote top three nigga of all time, here and there you could be the best player in the league, most noticeable, by far the most popular nigga in the league, and nobody want to come and play with you. We got Melo on the late one. That was late in his career. And we pushed for Melo when Kobe was here. We pushed for Melo. But Melo at that time made a business decision, said, I'm about to go do this. He wanted to go. He wanted to do that New York shit for the same thing Bron did for the L.A. thing. I mean, it kind of worked out for Bron in a way because we did win the championship. But it didn't work out for Melo or whatever. Melo has talked about it on his podcast. But dog, we can't get nobody over. Nigga, don't bring CP3 over here. We do not want that nigga. Don't disrespect to Chris Paul, but we do not want that nigga over here. Unless that nigga's going to take a hell of a pay cut, minimum wage, come off the bench. All right, I can understand that. Well, now we got a floor, a vintage floor general, a Hall of Fame point guard coming off the bench. I don't need no fucking Chris Paul starting at no fucking point guard for the Lakers. Get that shit up out of here, my nigga. We cannot find it again. Hurley, I wasn't on my radar. His accolades stack up, and it's good to have a nigga who got experience, championship experience, and of course, yeah, sure. Does he have NBA championship? No, but guess what? The Boston head coach did not have championship experience in the beginning. Okay? Now, he did have his training. He had his training camp of coaching. You know what I'm saying? And he started off, I think, a smooth transition into that head coaching position. Coming off of some debacle shit. But look where he got him at, though. And they've maintained that front office with the Celtics. I can't believe I'm giving the Celtics some love, even though we've been shitting on them for the past 5 years because they've been the main cast in the Eastern Conference Finals. They've been to the finals before, lost to Golden State. You know what I'm saying? Now they back in the finals up 2-0 against Dallas. And it's looking good for them because they maintain their two superstars and they built around them. They lost a key piece, got a better piece in my hand, in my eyes. You got Drew Holiday coming off of a championship roster team. That is the clutch part. They got Porzingis, who was a former lottery pick for the Knicks. They got White over there. They got a motherfucking squad. And niggas play their role. We don't have that because we got the oldest motherfucking superstar in the business. We still got AD. Who has AD last year's season was probably the best that he's had since the bubble. We can all agree about that, right? And I'm talking about endurance and durability wise. The game has never changed. We love the game. He has some good games. He has some great games. He's had some bad games. The talent has already been there. We've just been sitting on the edge of the seat because we know every time this nigga hit the motherfucking floor, it's going to take him 5 minutes to get up. How bad is the injury? Is he fighting through shit? And it's like, my nigga, he's been fighting through injuries since the first week of the NBA tip-off. We got 82 of these motherfuckers to go. And he's played. This is the longest he's played. Bron been with us for, what, 6 or 7 seasons? He's given us 50, 55 games, 52 games here and there. Like, there's some seasons where he's, you know, I mean, we already know about the Christmas game against Golden State. Hurt the, the groin? That kept him out for a substantial amount of time. You know what I'm saying? But that was the AAU roster. That was the Luke Walton days. You know what I mean? The Frank Vogel days was Gucci. Frank Vogel made them niggas play defense, but we also had the roster. We also had a great coach who knew how to run that roster. Now, I'm not saying Vogel is the greatest coach. You know, I'm not even saying he's up there, but he got these niggas to a championship in which was coached in an environment, one of the toughest basketball environments there is. No fan bases. Niggas is just running fives. Jimmy Butler, you see the clip all the time. This nigga Jimmy Butler is running out of gas in that finals. Bless that man heart, my nigga. We are down bad right now. And niggas is scared to talk about it. It's Bron, bro. This Bronny shit is getting on my nerves. Of course, that shit looks good on paper. That shit is going to look good on the Disney, on the desk of a Disney executive. Father and son playing on the same team. Oh, niggas can't wait for that first lob attempt from Bronny to Bron, from Bron to Bronny. Or that swing to the corner. Fast break, dad and son, fast break. That's all Gucci, that's all cute, but fuck that for right now, my nigga. We need to win. And I hope we do not draft him. I don't care if the nigga leaves tomorrow. He can go back to Cleveland. This nigga can go to the Knicks. That nigga can go across. Well, no, that nigga can go on Century and Prairie. For y'all that don't know, nigga, that's where the Clippers arena is at. He can go over there. Is cliche to say it's not personal, but at this point it's personal now. Because my squad has been in this, we're in a situation that we've never been in before. Where the expectations is high, but we look like we're not just we look like we're not putting that much effort in. I'm not sure what the fuck is going on with Jeannie Buss right now. I don't know. Maybe she's getting older. She's getting up in the age, and she is like Drake, like K-Dot said about Drake. Like, you're spiraling right now. We can see it. You're unraveling right now. Niggas is telling me on the radio, 17 ESPN is, you know, niggas is saying, no, don't worry about Kurt Rambis and his wife. They have nothing to do with it. They have great basketball insight, but they're not the one that blames. But man, it just don't feel like that. It feel like them niggas, it feel like Kurt Rambis. And you know what? To his defense, I really don't know much about Kurt Rambis behind the scenes. I don't. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not talked about a lot, but the nigga seems like he's already there and his fucking wife. And they just been close to the Buss family. And it's like, because shit is going wrong, it just feels like them niggas is close enough to where they want to take over. I don't know the lifeline of the Buss family. I really don't. I know the brother ain't fucking with her no more. You know what I'm saying? And he tried. I ain't gonna even lie. That nigga tried. When that nigga, hey, when I tell you, what was it, Jim Buss? I think it's Jim Buss. When that nigga went after Chris Paul, it didn't happen. It was the veto. The younger Chris Paul, that is. I'll fuck with the younger Chris Paul. Got vetoed. Because at the time, the Hornets didn't have a owner. So they was like, the Lakers is not about to give it over on us again. Not this time. They vetoed. This nigga ended up going. He didn't come to us. You know what I'm saying? Cool. That's cool. And then he backdoored and went to go get an aging Steve Nash. And at the time, an immature Dwight Howard. Fuck, man, Dwight Howard he could have been something, dog. He was having those back injuries, too. Not giving no excuse, but like Kobe said, in one of those greatest gifts of all time, that nigga, you soft. Soft. And it wasn't even about the physical part. He was talking about mentally, dog. You saw, you're not there. Dog, he tried, though. He tried. The effort was there. We did a little bit of effort going after Melo. We had billboards. Yeah, niggas was going after Melo. After that, niggas went after Paul George. Paul George said they didn't pursue him much enough. I'm not sure what that even means. It sounds like some women shit where they was like, well, he didn't push up on me enough. He didn't try. He didn't pursue me enough. He wasn't persistent enough. That's stupid. I get it because it's a part of life, but that's one of the dumbest things. If you know somebody is interested in you, say something, nigga. You know if you want to come to LA or not. Granted, it's a lot of pressure over here. Especially with you coming over here, knowing that we know the battles when you was with the Pacers and Bron was with Miami, the back and forth. At one time, we thought the Pacers was going to get past Miami. You niggas know the pressure that comes with that will put on a Laker jersey. It's pretty heavy. I understand that. But you will be playing alongside what y'all deemed as the boogeyman. Don't forget, I know what DeMar DeRozan said and Chubb said about them niggas had to decompress and shit like that, going up against Bron in the playoffs and shit. I get all that. Y'all niggas looked at that nigga a certain way. I get it. Y'all niggas was nervous. Whatever the case. You know what I'm saying? Even Kevin Love, who was on that team, he walked away because of mental health. I get it. I'm not here to make fun of that. I'm not here to be against that or anything like that. I'm just saying how y'all viewed that nigga. And y'all turned that down. Kawhi Leonard, PG-13, had a plan behind closed doors. Oh, yeah, my nigga. And because they said Kawhi was that close. I remember hitting Jarve up. Jarve, we about to get that nigga Kawhi. And Kawhi made a whole totally 180. They made that deal behind closed doors. Whoever that nigga uncle is said, nah, it's not enough. And them niggas went to the Clippers. I remember it was two earthquakes in Las Vegas, back to back. Yeah, no, literally. It was two earthquakes in Vegas at the time, and them two niggas signed back to back. I remember. But that goes back to our front office. We go get Darvin Ham, fan favorite. Backpack fans. You know what I'm saying? Like, the casual fan don't know who Darvin Ham is. They don't know what that nigga meant to the dunk contest. They just don't know. But because he was on that Milwaukee bench, you know what I'm saying? Sam Cassell was available. You know what I'm saying? Like, at one point, we was high on Brian Shaw. And I kept telling niggas who was fans of other teams, y'all know the answer so much for the Lakers when it comes to this coaching shit, but who's the coaches? Because I kept saying, dog, what coaches is out there? My top picks was Brian Shaw, Jerry Sloan at one time. It would have felt a little crazy because he was the ops for so many years. But Jerry Sloan was a good fucking coach, bro. Jerry Sloan was not just a good coach. He demanded a certain respect. He demanded that same type of respect I think Popovich gets. He doesn't have the accolades or the records that, or even the rings that Popovich got, but he demands that type of respect. Now that Bronny is coming out of the league, you know what I mean? Now it's time to look forward to, you know, we got the summer league coming up next month. Bronny has had great workouts. I do not care about that. Yeah, it's dope that he's going to be in the league with his dad at the same time. It's going to be even more dope with them niggas being on the same team, but I do not want this Hollywood shit. I do not want this movie shit. I do not want this teen drama TV shit. Not if it's not going to add up to what we need to get done. And that, to me, is just being stable right now. I don't want to end up like the Cowboy fans saying, hey, yeah, I mean, it is like that because we have the resume to show that, nigga, once we step foot on the court, nigga, we're going after a title. I believe every team should believe that. Even though, realistically, there's teams out there, I don't believe the Orlando Magic step on the court believing we should win a championship this year. Nah, I think it's building blocks. Atlanta is building blocks. You see what I'm saying? There's certain teams out there, the Utah Jazzes of the world, is building blocks. Even teams that seem to be a little bit closer and more consistent, like Cleveland, is building blocks. Like, to me, they should be talking about, hey, let's get to that Eastern Conference Finals now. The Pacers just came out of nowhere. They just so happened to have a dope-ass nigga over there. Now we got to see, okay, can you get them back to the playoffs, Haliburton? You know what I'm saying? Not even them going to the Eastern Conference Finals is, I wouldn't necessarily call it a fluke, even though a lot of injuries played a great part in that Eastern Conference period. But it was like, let's see if you can maintain that. Same thing with the Knicks. At this point, the Knicks should be talking about, let's get to the finals. You see what I'm saying? First it was, let's get to the playoffs. Now let's get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's get to the finals. Boston is already there. Boston was already there so long to where we were saying, hey, they window might be closing. Well, shit, they win a title this year. That window flies right the back fuck open. Just when we thought it was done. when they shipped off one of their dopest defensive players to Memphis, but then they gained another one. And to me, who has a better offense and a much better defense than Drew Holiday? Call that bias or not, but shit, we seen it. One of them niggas already got a title and happened to be the second best player in the finals at the time because Chris Middleton then decided not to show up. Injury set aside. So all I'm saying is we lost. And here's the true story. It wasn't that we dropped the ball when it came to Hurley, right? Because reports are coming out saying that it was leverage. He used the Lakers interview as leverage to get more from UConn. So I respect that. I have hella respect for that one, right? What I'm saying is the Lakers no longer have that. Even if you was just using that as leverage, nigga, we still gonna throw this at you and then try to steal you. We don't have that anymore. And why not? Why don't we have that? When you got a fucking LeBron James on your team, an Anthony Davis on your team, right? Why don't you have that? Because a fucking LeBron James is still there. Because he brought, and now reports are coming out, and again, reports is reports. I don't put too much stock in just reports unless it actually comes from the player, right? And then I got to wait until everything happens because reports and rumors is just going to be what it is. And what I mean by that is for a while, for at least a couple of weeks, at least for about 3.5 weeks, J.J. Redick has been the top prospect for coaching. Again, Sam Cassell is there. Ty Lue is there. You know, the ones that I've really thought that was going to be, and even Rondo. Rondo will fall into that whole Darvin Ham situation. Whereas, and I would love to give Rondo a chance, but it would be another fan favorite. It'll be another fan favorite to bring Rondo. JJ, to me, doesn't seem like a fan favorite. It seems like a popular Bron favorite. At the same time, like I've told my guy 12 Cal, hey, I think JJ, no matter, he doesn't have to come to the Lakers. And a nigga doesn't have to be assistant coach on the bench when I say this. I think that nigga's going to be a special coach. I think he is. If he get a hold of the right team and the right roster, and I know that sounds so cliche as well, I think he's going to be one of those coaches. Here's the thing. Niggas got to start somewhere. And then some people are mad that he doesn't have the coaching experience as some of these other coaches who deserve an interview, bare minimum. And I get that. I get that. They're going off of strict IQ when it comes to that. They're not even going off of experience. They're going off of IQ alone. He played in the league. He was a dope player. You know, he's picking the brains of Coach K and others. You know, he's having an IQ matchup battle between him and Bron on a podcast. These niggas is calling out plays and shit like that. That shit is intriguing. But now they're saying he don't want to be second. He don't want to be spin back around the block coach. Like, no, y'all had me. But y'all seen her walking across the street, much fatter ass. I seen y'all looking at her. Oh, but she got a man already. So now y'all want to come back. That's what it looks like. I don't know what Jeannie Buss is doing over there. And stall me out with the reports that we're involved in AD. I don't give a fuck if that nigga's involved with the coaching pick at the end of it. Because if the nigga is not going, if he's not going to play his role and adjust to certain shit, what does it even matter or mean? So Stone, I hope this answers your question. Why? As a Laker fan, as long as Bron is in our jersey, Clutch Sports is running that roster, running the coach hiring. What I'm saying is if Bron wasn't there, different decisions would be made. We wouldn't be held so close to Bron's interests. You see what I'm saying? It just wouldn't be that. You got to go get a certain coach and you got to win now with that nigga. That pressure wasn't with Kobe, bro. It really wasn't. Kobe had pressure on himself to win a title. It feels like the organization is pressured to win a title. And they trusted Kobe more. Kobe said, hey, Kobe wasn't picking seven niggas out there. Go give me Ron Artest. Go give me Gasol. And let me work. The same nigga who said, oh, y'all niggas didn't come to practice. Y'all niggas is fucking sorry I'm out of here. And take my shoes off. We ain't got that type of leadership no more. Huh? Oh, because the game has changed. That nigga Bron not taking no. You know what Bron does? Is going to make sure niggas is off the team. You not, oh my God, you didn't knock down this. You off the team. No, coach these niggas up. Make these niggas feel comfortable. We had a different Bron when that nigga was with Cleveland, but they also had Kyrie. Had a different Bron when that nigga was with Miami. Oh, but he also had D-Wade and Bosh to rely on. Now everything is on you, bro, and you older. Niggas don't have time for you to go off on no motherfucking Titanic boat, bro. And stop shooting those motherfucking step back threes. And niggas trying to justify it. Niggas want to justify it because this nigga, every 15, 16 games, this nigga go six for eight from three. See, I told you the nigga, no. Would that nigga K-Dot say no? No, nigga. That nigga gotta go, bro. What makes you think? All right, answer this then, people. If he shouldn't go, if I'm doing too much and I'm quote unquote hating against y'all darling, why does he have to stay? What benefit do we have from him staying? What is it? I don't give a fuck about selling out no motherfucking seat. The niggas, the Lakers, we're going to sell itself. The ticket prices came down just a notch when it was the AAU boys there. The shit was still entertaining when Zoe was there. What benefit do we benefit from with this nigga still being here? Tell me. Selling seats? Huh? Y'all niggas is weird. I'll wait, though. Let me know. Go on Twitter with your Twitter fingers and let me know what we benefit from. Oh, he averaging 25 a game in a regular. I don't give a motherfuck. Niggas has been in the play-in 2-3 years in a row. Open run with BTG.